real content, not real content. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. Real content, not real content. Like, what? She's lost the plot. No, I have not. Right. Real. R-E-A-L. That's the type of content that I want. Real content. R-E-A-L. Not real content. R-E-E-L. I'm done with it. That's what I want to talk to you about in this episode of Frazzled. So welcome back. This is Frazzled, the podcast. I'm coming to you from the shed. This is Kelly Swingler. I am the burnoutologist. My first burnout made me really seriously ill. My second nearly killed me. And for the last 12 years, I have been joining the dots on burnout. I am the founder of the Burnout Academy. I am the creator of Burnoutology, and I train master burnout coaches, the highest level of burnout coaching that you can do in the entire world. And I'm training master burnout coaches in my Burnoutology framework and foundations and field and discipline and everything that goes with that. And this is Frazzled. This is my weekly, uncut, unedited, unscripted, unapologetic, I don't know, what would we call it? My rant, my brain dump, my thinking out loud, I mean, there's 10,000 things that we could call it really, but this is Frazzled, my weekly podcast, new episodes every Tuesday at 7 a.m. As I said, I'm coming to you from the shed. I have my gorgeous dog with me again today. She's not liking the fact that we have got the door closed in here again. She's trying to escape. We're trying not to let her. I'm going to see if we can keep the recording going anyway. But as I said, this is uncut, unscripted, unedited. So any ums and ahs and any barks and any whining or moaning, hopefully the whining and moaning won't be coming from me. Hopefully what you get from me will be adding you some kind of value. But the rest of the noise, like that gorgeous lead shake, is coming from my gorgeous rescue pooch, Elisa. My gorgeous girl, hopefully she'll settle again in a moment. But this is what I want to talk to you about today. Real content, not real content. So as I said, R-E-A-L, not R-E-E-L. How many of you are finding yourselves absolutely exhausted and running on empty and just, how many of you have had enough with social media at the moment? How many of you are done with algorithms that I just feel like they're changing weekly? How many of you are losing on your feed the content from the people that you've actually started to follow, right? How many of you are missing content from the people that you actually want to see? How many of you are sick and tired of seeing content that is being, you know, from complete random strangers, right? That you don't know what they're talking about. You don't know why it's showing up in your feed anymore. How many of you are sick and tired of seeing every third post on Instagram being an ad? How many of you are sick and tired of being sold to or sold at? How many of you are sick and tired of putting your heart and soul into a piece of content that you think is like the most informative, educational thing that you've written all month, for it to completely die as soon as you post it on socials? No interactions, no views, no engagement, nobody looking at it, nobody doing anything. And yet, I don't know, you can post a picture of your morning cuppa and get 25,000 views. But as soon as you start talking about business and what you do and why you do it and why it's important and the difference that it makes in the world, it dies. And it dies even faster and even harder if you dare to put a link that says, I don't know, join my email list, join my masterclass, buy my thing, and like it just vanishes. Unless, of course, you pay for an ad. So if you pay the platforms for your ad, then of course it gets shown. There's obviously no guarantee of any kind of return on investment. But seemingly at the moment, the only way that you can actually share a link or talk about your business in a way that is meaningful is to pay the platform that is hosting your content and pay for an ad for that to happen. Right, that's what I'm seeing more and more and more. A couple of weeks ago, and I've been having this thing, haven't I, since my surgery last October, I just keep letting go of more and more stuff, be it clothes, attitudes, people, foods, companies that I've been following, emails that I've been subscribing to, habits, behaviors, thinking, all of that sort of stuff. I have just been like literally letting go. If it does not feel like a fabulous energy at the moment, I can't do it. I just cannot do it. And so I continue, like I've been unfollowing people, I've been disconnecting from people, I've just been like, don't like the energy of that, don't like the energy of that. I've been like, some people that like, they're really lovely people, and yet their content's been coming in my feed and I'm like, ugh. Every time I see the content, right, I'm like, ugh. And so, but I've carried it because I like, they're really lovely. But then I was like, but if that's how it's making me feel, like if it's sucking the life out of me when I see the content, I don't want to keep seeing the content. So I stopped doing all that stuff. And yet what I realized was I was still forcing myself to almost like perform on certain platforms. Perform is probably not the right word, because you know I'm not a performer. Like you're not going to see me singing or dancing or kind of doing any kind of performance on a social media platform, but like still feeling like I had to like perform to feed the algorithm, right? I'm not a let's do a 90-second video or let's do a 10-second video clip kind of person. I love depth. I love depth. I love meaning. I love really high level, deep, interesting conversations. I struggle with superficial. I love depth. I want depth in my relationships. I want depth with my clients. I want depth in the training that I deliver. I want depth in the events that I go to. I want depth in the books that I read and the podcasts that I listen to and the learning that I do. I want depth in all of my relationships, be it with my family, with my friends. I want that depth. I struggle with superficial. And what I have been really struggling with is then creating the content that allows me to like be seen on certain platforms in a way that I kind of have to make quite superficial, right? You can't, if this video goes above 90 seconds, we won't show it to anybody, right? That's basically what Instagram tells you now, right? And I think they've increased it slightly. But it's like, if you know, if it's over 2.5 minutes, it basically says to you, we're not going to show this to anybody outside of your immediate circle. Because they want short, sharp, quick, superficial, kind of surface level type content. Right, here's a yoga pose, here's a whatever. And if you want any more depth than that, then you have to pay us. And then you can also be one of the every third post being an ad on Instagram. And there was a woman that I started to buy a lot of her courses for, loved her, thought she was amazing. End of last year, there was a woman that I was working with, some of her content, I joined kind of one of her courses and one of her groups in terms of kind of storytelling and marketing and how to really kind of get your message out there. And then even she started to be really superficial, because a lot of the stuff that she was starting to post was about how she looked, right? It was about her eyebrows. It was about her outfit. It was about how skinny she was. It was about, you know, how slim she was. It was about how much weight she was putting on. It was about, like, I wasn't there for any of that. I loved the depth of what she was doing. And at the same time as her almost kind of like personal content becoming much more superficial about how she looked, the amount of ads that I began to see from her was all consuming. I would probably see, you know, let's say I was on Instagram for 15 minutes, right? Having a scroll, kind of looking at some stuff. I might see 6 or 7 of her ads in 15 minutes. and ads for stuff that I have already paid for, stuff that I've already bought. I don't need more of the same stuff. I don't need the same stuff packaged in a different ad. I don't need the kind of depth in your adverts and then the superficial stuff in your content. And I began to get more frustrated by how can I get my stuff to land again. You know, I'm not talking, people can post whatever they want, talk about whatever they want, but like even from a burnout stuff, I'm not here to talk about really what burnout looks like, right? I'm here to talk about what burnout coaching needs to look like, how we need more depth, how we need coaches that understand it. You can't really get that across in a kind of 10-second reel. I don't want to be pumping tons of money and tons of time into ads, right? I'm not selling £11 products. Yeah, it's not cheap to work with me. And it's not cheap because you get the depth. You get the meaning, you get the chart, you know, the change. You actually get the transformation. You get the stuff that is meaningful that then changes how you coach, changes how you think, changes how you work. You get the depth, you get all of that stuff. Every time you work with me, really, you are getting my 12 years of this work and research and study. You're getting a condensed version of 12 years of my own learning and study. Right, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pounds. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I've spent over £250,000 on my own personal development over the last 12 years. Qualifications and training and studying. You get condensed versions of that every single time that you work with me. And then it's like, well, if you want to be on this platform, you've got to condense that down to kind of a 10-second reel if you actually want anybody to look at it. I was just really struggling with it. And pretty much the same with TikTok was a little bit different, but I could be a bit more kind of, you know, talking head video. Let's actually have a real conversation on here, right? A real conversation on here. And yeah, it was becoming more superficial with the messages that I was getting in my DMs and the kind of chat up lines and, you know, you look beautiful, you're this, you're that. I'd love to help you with this. You know, please. I mean, some of it was just awful. And I realized the energy of mine that it was taking, the mental energy, the physical energy that it was taking for me to continue to show up on these platforms, and then the mental energy and the emotional energy that it was stealing from me when I continued to sit scrolling on these platforms. Because like everything that you see, you know, I started to, I don't know if I shared this with you a few weeks ago. Well, let's take a little bit of a step back, shall we? I wanted to get back to my personal training sessions almost immediately after, as soon as I got to my 6-week point after my op. Consultant said to me, could you at least wait until after Christmas? So I did. 2nd of January, I went back to my PT sessions. New trainer, fresh start. And I said to her, all I want, the most important thing for me, I just want to get my strength back again. And we've been working on kind of my strength, and we haven't hit a limit yet. Every kind of weight that we're kind of building up to, I'm able to do quite with a bit of ease. And so I've been following her, and I shared a couple of videos and a couple of posts about my kind of gym sessions and my weightlifting. And so of course, then my Instagram feed became flooded with women who lift, right? Strong women, women who lift. Well, and that was inspiring. I loved it, and like being able to support some of them. So that side of Instagram, I was loving, right? These incredible women, being able to like see the women that are, you know, excelling in sports, excelling in their fields, all of that sort of stuff I love. But then you've got the kind of toxicity and the poison and the ads and everything that goes around that. And then of course you start to get that, and it, you know, my ads were then shifting from, you know, kind of you need fillers and Botox, which I've never had and never kind of looked at in my life. But I think, you know, obviously I'm a woman of a certain age, so Instagram thought that's what I needed. And, you know, so my ads shifted from that to then, you know, different grips to lift weights and different T-shirts with different slogans on them, you know, about strong women and all of this stuff. So, you know, the algorithm and the ads work, right? I think we can say that if you want to be a constant, constant user, right, to be constantly sold to. So I miss that side of it. I miss being able to, you know, to support some of those women. But even seeing these women out there doing amazing stuff, lifting incredible stuff, overcoming mental health issues, overcoming physical health issues, overcoming emotional health issues, getting their asses into the gym and just being bloody awesome, and then constantly sharing posts about, you know, these are the comments that I got. There was one woman who, she was probably my size, actually, my physical size, and she'd gone to the gym. I think she'd put on like a pair of shorts and a vest. And she's like, this was some of the stuff that I got in my comments. Awful, horrible, abusive, disgusting comments. And she'd done a reel about it. And then in her comment feed about some of these horrible comments, well, other women, other personal trainers, a bit, well, no wonder if you're going to, you know, if you're going to rock up to the gym wearing that, like, no wonder if your body looks like that, right? What are you expecting? And I just, that whole thing just can't do. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did a 200 kilogram leg press, not just once. I did 10 reps. This week, I've done 20 reps and we're building up, right? My next target, I want to be able to leg press 300 kilos. What I hadn't realized, I hadn't even thought about it. I was telling one of my sons about his 200 kilos and he's like, Mum, that's the same. Like, that's the same as like me and Callum. I was like, what? He's like, that's basically you've leg pressed us two. My sons are 25. I was going to say they're 25 this year. They're 26 this year. My sons are 25, 6'3", strong athlete build, right? Wide shoulders, broad chest. My sons are bloody huge. And it took one of my sons to say to me, like, you've just basically leg pressed the two of us. And I felt proud having lifted it on that day. I felt even more proud when one of my sons is like, that's the equivalent of like me and my twin that you've just leg pressed. I was like, oh, like now I feel like Superwoman. Like, that feels amazing. And yet again, some of the comments that I got, or not necessarily the comments, but some of the DMs that came into my feed. Now I would love to be slimmer. That's what we'll say, right? I've been struck, obviously, last year I could hardly move at all. I'm not interested at the moment in skinny. I want my strength back. I am loving the fact that I could rock up to the gym, do a 200 kilo leg press, you know, a 70 kilo seated row, or, you know, 100 and whatever I'm up to in terms of kind of deadlifts and squat lifts and all of that sort of stuff. I'm absolutely loving all of that stuff. Loving it. And I would much rather be able to walk into the gym and be really, really proud of myself or what I've just been able to lift or press or whatever, than be like, oh, I've lost a pound on the scales this week. But there was a point of me when it came to that video, I'd asked, because we were going for this 200 kilo, right? We're like, next week we're going for 200. And I hesitated. My trainer said to me, do you want me to record you? And I hesitated because I thought, no, because my belly's going to look too big in that picture. It'll look too big in the fit. And then I was like, actually, yeah. But I said to her, I remember saying to her at the time, more legs, less belly. Like, more legs, less belly. Because, trust me, when you are like, almost like laying on a leg press, bringing your knees into your chest, and you have got excess tire around your belly, that doesn't look pretty on a video. And I felt so self-conscious. And I shared it anyway. Because this time last year, I couldn't even walk. This time last year, I couldn't stand to cook my own meal. This time last year, I was struggling to walk to the kitchen and make myself a drink. I couldn't get on my yoga mat. I was struggling to get out of the door with the dog. I was struggling to do anything. I was having to make choices between, do I shower today or do I go downstairs and make myself breakfast? That's where I was with the debilitating pain that this adenomyosis, this 25 bleeds in 6 months and 15 months of daily and debilitating pain, that's where I was at. And now I can leg press 200 kilos and I haven't reached my limit. I can do more. I can lift more. I can press more. I can push more. I can do more. I'm doing daily yoga. And yet my Instagram messages and some of my messages and some of my feed and some of my DMs were motivational and amazing and people feeling proud of me and people, you know, supporting and doing all of that stuff. And then were the messages about what I looked like and how disappointed I should be and how ashamed I should be. And perhaps I should focus on losing 200 kilos instead of actually wanting to press it. And yet there was still something in me that thought, I've got to keep showing up on this platform because this is what I need to grow my business. This is what I need to make the impact that I want to make with Burnout this year. This is what I need to grow the Burnout Academy. This is how I create the ripple effect of burnout. This is how I do all of this stuff. And yet at no point since I have been really on TikTok and on Instagram, two platforms that I was told I desperately needed if I was going to grow my business in the right way, at no point have I ever enjoyed making content or sharing content for those two platforms. I've done it. I've showed up. I've tried to be my absolute best self. I've done it in a way that I thought would work for me. I've done it in a way that I could try. And it has been a really, really hard slog. And the growth has been minuscule. And everybody kept saying, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. You're going to have a breakthrough. And every time I did, it would suck the life out of me. And so I've stopped. I deleted my entire TikTok account and the thousands of followers that I had on there and all of the videos and all of the content gone. The only reason my Instagram is still visible is apparently my account is set up to a really, really old email address that I cannot get into, and it will not let me delete the account until I can verify that really, really old email. That is the only reason that you are still seeing my Instagram profile. Because if I could have deleted that on the same day as my TikTok, it would be gone. I have deleted the app off my phone. I have not logged into it since. The people that know me and that love me and that, you know, that I am having daily conversations with, they've got my WhatsApp, they've got my number, they've got my email address. Like, the people that need to be reaching me are reaching me in different ways. But I'm not giving any more time and attention to platforms that are toxic, that are draining, that are superficial, that do not lift me up and inspire me on a regular basis. I do not want to be algorithm chasing anymore. I want depth. And I'm only going to show up on platforms where I can now be me and be visible in the way that I want to be visible and share content in the way that I want to share content. I'm only going to do that from now on in a way that makes me feel good. I've never wanted to go viral. I've never wanted hundreds of thousands of followers. But at the same time, I put content out there because, of course, I want it to be seen. I want to make a difference. I want to make an impact. I want to continue to make the impact that I started to make in my business 12 years ago. I'm not interested in chasing likes, constantly having to change how I show up, what my content looks like. Today it's got to be a 30-second reel. Tomorrow it's got to be a 10-second reel. The next day it's got to be a 90-second reel. Then it's got to be a carousel. Then it's got to be a static post, but your static post must have text on the screen. Then it's got to be a disruptive hook. Then it's got to be a this hook. Then it's got to be a this hook. Then you need 10 what they called hashtags. Then you need no hashtags. If you're still using hashtags, you're a bit of a loser. I don't want that. It's overwhelming and it's all consuming. And there's a small part of me that thinks I'm missing that motivation. I'm missing being able to see all of these amazing women that are doing all this stuff, lifting all this stuff and doing amazing stuff. But guess what? Not doing all of those has allowed me to do. And that's spend more time on my own weights and my own health and get back to doing one and or two yoga classes a day, in addition to my work, in addition to my dog walks, in addition to be able to live my life my way. The soul-sucking, superficial, side of social media has just gone. And I'm already feeling better for it. We get told that we've got to be on all these platforms, don't we? We need the platforms. And I kind of think, like, who's telling us that we need all this stuff, right? It's the people that are trying to take the money to get us to buy on these platforms. And again, I realise sometimes I could sound like total hypocrite with that, right? You must work with me if you want to come and learn everything about burnout. There's loads of other people out there doing burnout. If you don't want to pay me for it and it's burnout that you want to do, fine, do it. But the fact that we're getting sucked into all of these people that are just telling us we've got to keep doing more. Posting 4 times a day, 5 times a day, building this, building that, changing the algorithm, changing the message, doing this, keeping it as superficial as possible, because superficial gets you likes. If I have to be superficial, I'm not interested in the likes. That's the point that I'm at. I want real content, real depth, R-E-A-L content, R-E-A-L depth. I am no longer going to give my time, my energy or my attention to REEL content that is only working at that superficial level. I'd love to know your views on that one. Where are you spending your time, energy and attention? Are you still finding that algorithms and social media platforms are sucking the life out of you? Let me know what you're doing to change it. Let me know what you're doing. I've said to you before, I've got app blockers on my phone. This isn't necessarily about the time. This is about the energy, the toxicity, the content. I want depth. That's felt quite nice to get off my chest today. Let me know again. Give it a like, a share, a comment if you have found this episode helpful. New episodes every single Tuesday at 7 a.m. So we're back with you again then. If you would like more of my rants, more of my depth, more burnout insight, if you'd like to learn about burnoutology more and the ways in which you can learn about all things burnout with me, head to kellyswingler.com. You can sign up for my daily insights at the bottom of the homepage. You'll find links to my blogs, and you'll find out more about burnoutology. You'll obviously find all about this podcast, but if you're listening to it already, you've probably got your favorite platform that you're listening to it on already. So I'm going to say thank you very much for joining. This is Frazzled, the podcast. This is the unedited, unscripted, unapologetic podcast with me, your host, Kelly Swingler. I will see you again next week. I'll be back with you again next week, 7 a.m. Take care for now. Bye-bye.